This is the Mason Vera Payne Show, your go-to lifestyle program, covering everything from technology and gaming to movies, TV shows and pop culture to the supernatural and beyond. Brought to you from Chicago, USA, with your host, the unabridged millennial, Mason Vera Payne.
Mason Vera Payne here, live from the MVP Studios in Chicago, and thank you for tuning in. When it comes to streaming services, you hear about Netflix, Hulu, and Amazon, but what about other services? Editor at HollywoodInToto.com, Christian Toto, talks about the streaming services outside the big three and programs you should check out this month. Thanks for joining me, Christian.
Oh, my pleasure.
Could you tell me, how did you get into the streaming portion of movies and TV shows?
You know, I've been working for different newspapers for quite some time, and I never actually started out as an entertainment reporter, but basically kept volunteering to do entertainment work. And at some point, they go, oh, I guess you can do this, so we'll just keep letting you cover entertainment stories. So did that for quite some time, and then I kind of branched off into my own website, and then I've been doing it ever since. So, you know, journalism is changing and evolving and sometimes shrinking. So you kind of have to make your own sort of little niche in the world. And I think I've done that.
Yeah, no kidding. Especially when it comes to streaming providers. Do you cover all of them? Or because the only ones I can think of are like Netflix, Amazon Prime, and Hulu?
Yeah, you know, those are the main ones. But there certainly are others as well. And the big three get most of the attention, but, you know, if you have a Roku box, which is kind of an inexpensive gadget that lets you stream different channels into your home, there is a wealth of, like, many, many channels that are kind of fun sometimes. Some have commercials, some you have to pay for, but it's pretty amazing the sort of the breadth of content you can get into your home for a fairly cheap price.
That's so funny because I use Crunchyroll. It's an anime network service. So you're right. There's like a whole ton of them out there. A lot of people, when they think of those kind of app services, they think of Kodi. What do you think of Kodi?
You know, I'm not super familiar with that. I do know there's so many ways to kind of get the streaming services into your home. You can have a smart TV. You can use a Roku box. You can have, I believe it's called an Amazon Fire Stick.
Yeah.
I think Google has Chromecast as well. So, you know, it's just there are so many ways. And, of course, you can just use your computer. You know, if you're on Wi-Fi or on the web, you can just kind of tap into things that way. I was actually just kind of experimenting with Crackle a couple of days ago, and that one has some advertisements, but it's basically free, and you can all you need is a laptop and you're good to go.
Besides Amazon and Netflix, does anybody else have original programming?
You know, they do. You know, it's amazing that, you know, when I was growing up, it was the big networks that had the original shows, and everyone else was sort of, you know, showing reruns, but even smaller channels will have original fare. And like I mentioned Crackle before, they've got the Jerry Seinfeld show, Comedians and Cars Getting Coffee. So they've got original programming there. There's a channel called CISO, S-E-E-S-O. It's a comedy channel. And they, you know, I'm not watching their new original program, but they've actually got a bunch of new shows, you know, sitcoms and stand-up specials and familiar shows like Saturday Night Live. So a lot of these channels will kind of mix in established material with newer material as well, so you can kind of pick and choose what you want.
When it comes to some of these original series, how are they rated? Because there are some shows like I think on Netflix it was Sense8, they canceled it. I mean, what spectrum do they use to determine when a show gets canceled or if it does really well?
You know, that's a tricky one because the different streaming channels don't let people know what the ratings are, what the downloads are, how many shows are streamed. They kind of keep that close to themselves. You know, when we grew up watching TV, the ratings came out. And you knew, oh, you know, The Cosby Show did great because the ratings were so high. Well, these different networks, streaming networks, don't share that content with the public, so they have to decide on their own. Now, they've got their own metrics. They can sort of look at, well, do the critics love it? Is it, you know, is it kind of ranking on social media? Is everyone talking about Orange is the New Black? And, of course, they can also measure how many streams that a particular show has. So I think there are different factors for different shows. I think with Sense8, I'm going to guess it was a fairly expensive show to make. So if it didn't have a huge impact on the audience, then maybe they'd kind of cut their losses and end it right there. So I think that was sort of part of the equation for that particular show.
On Netflix, do you think there's any up-and-coming shows that people should be like, oh, you need to watch this?
Yeah, well, my inner geek is looking forward to The Defenders. That's a new superhero show, basically combining the four previous superhero shows that Netflix already has, including Iron Fist and Luke Cage and Jessica Jones and Daredevil. So it's four of them together fighting the bad guys. So that one comes out next month. Kind of looking forward to that. And then one that just came out very recently is called Ozark. It's a very dark, gritty drama with Jason Bateman, who's usually kind of a funny guy, usually kind of a droll sense of humor. But this time around, he's playing a fellow who does a lot of bad things, and he has to do a few more bad things if he wants to keep himself alive and save his family. It's good. It's, again, not for everyone. It's very mature, dark material. But if you kind of like that sort of story, it's got a little bit of, as you could say, a bad vibe from that perspective. But it's very high-quality stuff.
Okay, so I recently became an Amazon Prime member, and I just, like, I realized, like, oh, I get to watch movies and stuff. But it's kind of different from Netflix, because Netflix, they give you, like, recommendations. Oh, you watch this, you'll like this. And Amazon Prime isn't exactly like that. Do you have any recommendations for people who have Amazon Prime?
Sure. You know, if you like R-rated comedies, Superbad is coming, I think, in a few weeks to the service. If you're like old school 80s movies, as Bill and Ted, both films are going to be out. Also, this was one that I loved from last year. It got so little attention, I was kind of surprised. It's called The Infiltrator. It's on Amazon Prime. It stars Bryan Cranston. It's based on a true story about an undercover agent trying to bring down a cartel. And it is tense. It is beautifully acted. And I'm just amazed that more people didn't check it out and love it. But that's kind of the fun of these services, where some movies just kind of slip under the pop culture radar, but you can rediscover them and really enjoy yourself. So I highly recommend The Infiltrator.
You know, when it comes to the movies, I know they do a lot of international stuff, especially Netflix. Is there any international movies that you should be on the lookout for coming up or already out on Netflix or Amazon Prime?
You know, I know that both the streaming channels do tap into the international market. I'm not super familiar with some of the titles. I do know that there was a recent Netflix movie called Okja, O-K-J-A, by a South Korean director. It's sort of whimsical, sort of dark, sort of satirical. It's about a creature that has been bred to be a new food source. So it kind of has some satirical jabs at consumerism, at capitalism, and even the meat industry. So that one is one of the few Netflix imports that I've been checking out. So I wasn't a huge fan of it. I have to say I had some real problems with it, but it did get some other good reviews. So the beauty of Netflix is if you kind of check it out and you hate it, you just kind of stream it. You check out something else, but it's certainly worth a try, and the special effects are actually quite good.
Yeah, I actually have a rule, like a rule of thumb when it comes to like any shows, like TV shows, I give it 3 episodes. If it can get past the third episode, then I'm going to go for it. With movies, usually I give it about 20 to 30 minutes. And if I don't like it, then I'm never going to like it afterwards.
Yeah, and I think that's pretty fair. But you know what? There's so much content out there that you can actually make those decisions. You know, you don't have to just sort of sit with a movie that's mediocre. There's a lot of great content out there. So, and if it's not on HBO or Netflix or Hulu, it's somewhere else. It could be on Crackle. I was surprised. I was digging through some of the Crackle movies and TV shows. They've got a lot of interesting, fun, clever shows that I either saw or never got a chance to catch up with. So there's just so much to see. And I think the good thing about all of that is the competition's making everyone make better shows. I mean, there's very few movies or shows that are terrible these days because they know that you've got so many options.
Yeah, that is so true. I mean, I've gotten to the point where I'm watching Korean shows on Amazon Prime. Like there's so much stuff out there. It's like, oh, what's this? I want to see what this is about. And I wish I gave it more time, only because I don't like subtitles so much. But, you know, that's something I'm going to have to get over if you want to watch international films.
Yeah, I just recently watched a film that I really liked. It's called Suntan. It's a Greek film about a doctor, a middle-aged doctor, who starts to befriend a group of younger people, and they kind of party together and have fun. But things get a little complicated from there. And I liked it a lot. I'd never heard of it. Again, it's a Greek import, you know, subtitle. But again, you can experiment, you can try different things. And Netflix is very aggressive in bringing in all these different titles that, you know, maybe you don't want to watch Rogue One, the Star Wars story on Netflix, which just came available a few weeks ago. Maybe you check out Suntan, or maybe you check out one of the movies you mentioned. So it really does put everything in your hands, and it gives you kind of all the power you could really want to watch entertainment.
On average, how many movies, like, does Netflix rotate through a month?
You know, each month they basically buy the rights to certain shows, and then other shows, the rights expire. So if you look around the web, there'll be websites dedicated to, hey, look what's coming this month on Netflix, or these titles are going to be going by the end of the month, check them out now. So it's kind of a rotating process, but they are always bringing new material. It could be classic movies, it could be new shows, it could be new movies. So, you know, if you want to stay on top of things, you have to kind of check out what's coming and going, but there's still a steady flow. And I check almost every night. It's kind of like my geeky pleasure before I go to bed. I say, okay, what's on Netflix? What did they just add? And I'll scan the new, you know, the new releases and the recently added files. And lo and behold, there's something new there almost every day.
For those listening, where can they find you at?
Well, my website is hollywoodintoto.com. And you can also find me on Twitter at hollywoodintoto.
Well, thank you so much, Christian. I really appreciate you coming on.
Oh, my pleasure.
This has been the Mason Vera Payne Show. Thanks for listening. Can't wait to hear more? Head to WGNradio.com for exclusive content by Mason. Also, follow Mason on Facebook and Twitter @MasonVeraPayne, that's all one word, and don't forget to share the show with your friends.